再次欢迎大家，我们当中也再次欢迎我们当中的新老朋友们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 感谢主。
So, the reason why we cut short our announcement is because we need some time to bless Betty.
今天我们的宣告的时间我们简短。今天我们的宣告的时间简短，是因为我们想花一些特别时间为我们为 Betty 祷告。
Now, yesterday, Betty has been accepted and ordained as a minister of Elim Pentecostal Church.
昨天呢，我们的 Betty 呢已经被接受并且被按立作为以灵教会的牧师。
So now you can call her Reverend.
所以现在要牧师 Betty 牧师。
Suddenly she feels old now.
好像因为那个称呼一个头衔变得是不是年纪大了。
And what that means is that she has spent quite a few years being trained and having to go through very strict testing and theological training in order to become a reverend.
所以就是这个头衔的背后有很多的付出。在过去几年当中 Betty 牧师呢，他都是有经历参加那个神学的培训，经历很多严格的测试。
So how long was it? So 5 years? 4 years? 3?
所以过去三年的时间。
For me, it took more than 5 years.
焦小牧师说他花了超过五年的时间。
They must have lowered the standard.
是不是现在没有变？
5 years, okay, it's the same.
对，是三年呢，就是基础神学的一些教导，然后两年是实习。
And so yesterday, she's been officially, that's a certificate.
所以昨天呢，他们有这个安利牧师的那个仪式，在那个仪式上面正式的被安利了。
So yesterday she was accepted into the denomination.
所以呢，昨天呢，他们这个仪式呢，就让Betty 牧师进入这种以灵这个体系当中。
In other words, nothing really has changed.
其实也没有太多的改变。
And all it is the reason why is we encourage Betty to go for ordination in order to get certification.
其实我们鼓励 Betty 呢，她参加这个案例仪式呢，是因为拿到一个证书。
Because more and more churches are inviting her, especially from Hong Kong, for her to minister and to preach.
因为其实现在已经有很多的机会，有很多教会，特别香港的牧师、香港的教会呢，会邀请Betty 去做客座讲员。
But a lot of churches, when they realize, hey, you're not certified, they kind of look down on you.
那时候呢，他们就是有些教会呢，他们会觉得，如果你不是正式被案例有这个资格证书，他们好像会轻看你。
And so she said to me, "What should we do?" I said, "Go for ordination."
所以呢，Betty 征求我的意见，我就说，那么就参加这个案例那个仪式，然后正式成为。
For Betty, ordination and Betty doesn't go together.
所以对于 Betty 自己来说，觉得参加这个仪式好像。并不是这么重要。
Because her main ministry is in evangelism and in worship.
因为她真正的神给她呼召是在传福音和敬拜这两块。
Now, however, she took the challenge and got ordained.
但是很感谢主，她真的是迎接这个挑战，然后也顺利的完成
了这个课程。Now, yesterday, the denomination accepted her.
然后我们这个以灵的教派呢，已经接受她，承认她。
Today, we have to accept her.
今天我们作为教会呢，我们作为救恩会，我们也要来接受。
There's one thing about denomination accepting her, but there's another one. Do we want to accept her?
所以作为以灵的教派呢，承认并接受 Betty 作为牧师，那么我们作为教会是不是也要接受呢
？And so, as a local church, we accept her as a minister to operate in our church, to be based in our church.
所以呢，作为我们作为当地的教会呢，我们也接受Betty 的做我们教会的一个
Amen
一个讲员。
And so we need to now this is what you call inducting a minister. We need to now accept her as a minister into our church.
所以我们现在做一种仪式呢，就是来接受她进入我们教会的侍奉。
Amen. To recognize her of her ordination.
那我们也认可能接受他在他作为牧师的一个案例。
And in order to do that, we will pray for her.
那么为了这样做呢，我们要为他祷告。
And bless her.
来祝福他。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so I'm going to invite Betty and Alan, come here, Alan.
然后我们邀请 Betty 和 Alan.
And then Suzanne and Richard there. We pray for her, yeah?
那我们为她祷告。
Hold on. Now, you need a Bible. Before I pray for her, we're going to read the Bible.
好，在我们祷告之前，我们
读一段经文。Let's all
stand. 让我们都大家都站立起来。
And now I'm going to charge Betty from the scripture.
现在我要用圣经的经文来跟。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 5.
在提摩太后书
Okay. Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 to
提摩太后书四章一到五节
Okay. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdomI give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say,what their itching ears wants to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardships, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
好，提摩太后书四章一到五节这里说，我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度，郑重地劝诫你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并以百般的忍耐和各样的教导，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人，因为时候将到，那时人会厌烦健全的教导，耳朵发痒，就随心所欲地增添好些教师，并且掩耳不听真理，偏向无稽的传说。至于你，凡事要谨慎，忍受苦难，做传福音的工作，尽你的职分。
Let's all stretch our hands.
我们都伸出我们的手。
Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise and I thank you for Betty and for Alan.
父，我们奉耶稣基督名，我们为 Betty 和 Alan 的生命，我们献上感恩。
And today, O God, we want to bless and honor what you are doing on Betty's life.
主，今天我们为你在 Betty's 生命当中所做的工作，我们献上感恩和尊崇。
That she's entered the ministry formally.
现在她正式的进入到神你所呼召她的施工当中。
And today, O God, we accept her into the church.
今天我也来接受他进入到我们教会
and recognize her as a minister
并且认可他成为教会的讲员
so that wherever she goes
不管他去到哪里
this church will look after her
我们的教会也会 来照顾他
and will support her
我们会尽全力的支持他
and will encourage her
我们也会鼓励他
and will pray for her
我们也会为他代祷
for we as a church are your people, Lord
主啊，我们是你的教会，是你的子民。
And we as a church is Betty's family.
我们作为教会的我们是教会，也是 Betty 的家人。
So on behalf of the church in Jesus' name.
所以带到整个教会，奉耶稣基督的名。
We charge you to preach the gospel.
我们来宣教，命令你去传神的道。
And the hell and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the gospel.
仇敌的权柄不能胜过这个教会
against the church
针对我们的教会
thank you Father for your power
谢谢神你所赐予他的能力
and may Betty be charged with the anointing of the Holy Spirit
yeah, Betty 有充满圣灵的恩膏和能力
and be filled with power
被神的能力所充满
and with boldness
并且神的胆量
to preach the gospel
来传讲神的福音
and to minister to your people
来喂养你的百姓
to set the captives free
来释放那被掳的
to open the eyes of the blind
让瞎眼的得看见
to open the ears
让那些聋的能听见
and to cast out the demons
让并且能赶出驱走那些污鬼
and to raise the dead
并且让死人复活
so in Jesus name
奉耶稣基督的名
release your power and anointing
主释放你的能力和恩膏
Jesus name
奉耶稣的名
in Jesus name
奉耶稣的名
release your power
主释放你的能力。
Be anointed in Jesus' name.
主让他在基督里面被恩膏。
Be anointed.
被恩膏主。
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. The power of God come upon you.
主神的能力。
The power of God come upon you.
神的能力充满。
The power of God come upon you.
神的能力能降临在你身上。
Let the lordship of Jesus be over you.
神充满你。
He is your king.
他是你的王。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The anointing.
神你的恩膏。
The fire.
神你烈火
the fire burn in you.
让你的烈火
receive
在里面充满
燃烧 in Jesus name.
领受
receive in Jesus name.
领受
Hallelujah. And we pray right now for Alan that you, he will support Betty.
我们也祷告 Alan 能支持 Betty 的事工
and with his authority
来带着他的权柄
that he will support her
他会来支持他的事工
and bless her. And I pray too Lord for your power and the anointing upon him.
主啊，神，你的能力也降临在 Alan 身上。
That he too will go forth with the gospel.
让他们一同来带传扬主你的福音。
Especially, oh God, the anointing that you're going to place upon them for all the Chinese, Hong Kong people scattered in around the world.
主啊，特别是你在他们身上的恩膏，要把所有在分散的世界各地的中国人、香港人
，and anointing for Hong Kong.
主啊，真的也恩膏他来拯救香港人。
Lord, for the vision that you've given her, Lord, that you've spoken to her.
主啊，你所赐给他的那些意象和你对他所说的话。
And may it come to pass.
主啊，在你的旨意当中得成就。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Father, we bless Betty and Alan.
主啊，神啊，我们祝福 Betty 和 Alan。
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
谢谢主
Amen. Amen. And so on behalf of the church, we present Betty with a Pentecostal Bible called the New King James.
所以我们整个教会我们给 Betty 送一本非常珍贵的圣经。
Okay, Betty, can you say a few words before you go?
好，那么请 Betty 姊妹说几句话。
Okay, thank you. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Thank you for praying for me and supporting me and encouraging me.
很感谢大家的所有的带导，大家的支持和鼓励。
I haven't got much to say, but I do have something to say.
我没有准备很多，但是我还是有些话想分享。
I was planning to sing a song, but because I went for the ordination, I was too tired, so I didn't practice.
所以本来我想唱一首歌，但是因为我刚才参加那个仪式呢，我其实很累，所以就没有练习到。
But this is the main message of the song.
但是这是我这首歌想要传达的一个讯息。
This world is not my home.
这个世界并不是我最终的家。
My home is in heaven.
我的家是在天。
So what on earth, at the remaining time before I go home, what should I do?
在我离世归父家的时候，我留在地上的年日做什么呢？
I have to be finishing whatever God has planned for me to do on earth.
我要完成神呼召我在这地上所要成就的工作。
So it wasn't my original idea to study in Bible college and to get ordination.
其实并不是我个人的一个意愿，我想要参读神学，然后最后被安立成牧师。
But I really have the deep conviction now, all the more as time comes by, this is for the work in Hong Kong.
但是在我过去这段时间，我越来越有更强的那种感动，说这是神预备我做在香港的工作。
So when people say congratulate blah 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 all that, I say for SCC Hong Kong.
当每次大家说恭喜我怎么怎么样的时候，我说是为了在香港的救恩会。
For SCC Hong Kong，
是我们在救恩，我们香港堂，我们救恩会在香港
堂。For the past few years, Joshua wasn't convicted.
那么其实过去几年呢，牧师都不是很幸福。
But I was one day I landed Hong Kong. I saw all these masses of people. I saw all these high stories of building, and I asked the Lord, "How can all these people be saved?"
所以其实当有一天当我降落在香港机场的时候，我看到那些人海当中还有高楼大厦，我问神这些人怎么才可以得救呢？
And quickly he answered.
然后很快神就回答我。
One at a time.
他说一次一次一个。
One by one, two by two, and the masses will be saved.
他说一个接一个 一次一个一次两个真。这样子就会累积起来会很多。
So we always focus on the person that is in front of us, we minister to and we preach the gospel to.
所以每次我们就是专注在神带到我们面前的那个人，跟他们讲福音，让他们得救。
So for all of us, it's not just for me as a reverend, or Joshua, All of us has to do this.
其实这个传福音工作并不是只是我或者是我牧师来做，其实我们每个人都有这样的呼召。
This world is not our home.
这个世界不是我们最终的家。
We have a home we look forward to in heaven.
我们有一个我们可以盼望的要回的天家。
The remaining time, what shall we do?
我们在地上余留的日子要做什么呢？
Is to finish what he asks us to do when he places us on earth.
就是我们要去努力完成神所呼召我们在地上要成就的工作。
If you don't know what you should do,
如果你还不知道你要到底要做什么，
is your job to find out.
那么就是你要花时间来找到这个答案。
And not to ask Joshua to pray for you.
不管只是说一直叫牧师为你祷告，找到答案。
Because each one of us has our own reward to get.
因为每个人都有神要预备给我们的一个赏赐。
So that's all I want to share today.
这是我想跟大家分享的。
Oh, thank you, thank you.
感谢主。
Hallelujah. So whatever ministry God has for Betty regarding Hong Kong is begin with one person.
所以其实不管神在想借着Betty 要在香港做的施工都是从一个人开始的。
How I remember in 1997,
我记得在1997年
when God called me to plant a Mandarin church,
我记得神呼召我来建立一个国语堂，国语的教会，普通话教会。
That's impossible.
当时我就跟神说绝对不可能。
I don't know how to 讲国语。
I don't even speak Mandarin myself.
我是一个鬼仔。
他说其实我是英国人来的。
And all it was is to start with one person.
但是这一切的一切都是从一个人开始的。
Because God, you never know what will happen.
因为我们真的不知道神可以做什么样的事情。
Because that one person can lead to a multitude.
因为就是那一个人可能带来众人的得救。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your life can really impact many thousands of people.
我们的生命真的会影响成千上万人的生命。
And it is a privilege to serve God.
真的是一个特权，我们可以来服侍我们的主。
Amen. You know, sometimes when you get saved, I never knew this is my future.
很多时候，当我们得救的时候，并不知道现在我会有这样一个将来。
All it was 40 years ago, someone just preached the gospel to me.
是只要在40年前，有人给我传福音，我信主了。
But I never knew God had a plan.
在那个时候，我并不知道神在我生命中有个这样的计划。
So today, don't look at your circumstances and say, no, I can't do that. No, just one person at a time.
所以今天不要只是专注我们的现状说，哦，主啊，我做不到。我们专注一个人。
And you'll be amazed what you can do.
你会很奇妙说神将来要做的工作。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, I want to talk to you something called the Divine Warrior.
今天我跟大家分享的是神圣的战士。
Do you remember a month or two ago when I talked about that not every thought is your thought?
差不多一个月两个月之前，我跟大家分享的主题说，不是所有的意念都是属于我们的意念。
Sometimes the enemy can give you thoughts.
很多时候仇敌会给我们一些想法。
And you must reject those thoughts.
然后我们必须要拒绝这样的思想。
Otherwise, it will wreck your marriage.
或者这样的想法会摧毁我们的婚姻。
It will destroy your health.
会损坏你的健康。
Because the enemy can only attack you through lies.
因为仇敌攻击我们的方法就是借着谎言。
And to make the lies like your own thoughts.
然后觉得把这个谎言变成是我们自己的思想。
The enemy will also use people to lie to you.
仇敌也会借着我们身边的人来对我们撒谎。
Amen. That's why you need to come to terms to say, not every thought is my thought.
所以我们要得到这样一个想，有一个这个结论说，不是所有的想法都是我
们的想法。And when it's not your thought, you bind it in Jesus' name.
如果不是我们的想法，我们要奉耶稣的名来捆绑它。
And ever since then, I heard so many testimonies how it impacted a lot of people.
那么从那之后呢，我听到过很多大家的那些见证说，如何这个讲道改变他们的想法和生
命。And so today I want to go deeper.
今天我们来更深的探讨。
Deeper in terms of, as a Christian,We are fighting a spiritual battle.
那么更深的讨论是我们知道我们基督徒我们是面对很多属灵的征战。
You see, over the years, the devil somehow has managed to convince the church that he doesn't exist.
那么记得过去很多年，仇敌用他的方式来蒙蔽教会，觉得说这个魔鬼是不存在的。
And somehow the enemy has managed to convince Christians and church that he has nothing to do with all the problems that we face.
可能仇敌用他的方式来混淆蒙蔽教会，甚至基督徒说这些所有的问题都不是因他而起的。
That is because we have become so ignorant about who our enemy is.
那是我们对于我们的仇敌是谁这一点是非常的无知。
I mean, it is so basic that you can spend days and days arguing with Christians, does the devil exist?
可能你会花很长的时间，你可以跟那个有些某些基督徒去争论说，那个仇敌魔鬼是不是存在的？
The Bible clearly teaches that.
因为圣经非常明了的教导这方面。
That this Satan is his name. We call him Satan.
那么魔鬼就是撒旦。
And Satan has a huge army.
撒旦也有属于他的军队。
Some very powerful beings.
有些很有能力的那些恶魔。
That rule over whole territories.
那么他们是来统治整个区域的。
It affects the way we think, the way we feel.
他们的统治会影响我们的思想，影响我们的行为。
The moment you get out of London and you go to Lake District, it feels different. Not because of scenery, because the spiritual atmosphere has changed.
如果我们离开伦敦市中心，伦敦市去到可能乡村的地方，你会觉得属灵的氛围改变了。
That's not a psychological change. That is a spiritual change.
这并不是因为那个外在的风景改变，不是心灵的原因，是属灵的环境的改变。
If only you can open your eyes and see London, what's above us.
如果我们能看有属灵的眼睛，看见那个空中灵界的东西。
You see, Satan has some really powerful being, huge.Magnificent beings that are so powerful.
撒旦有属撒旦之下有很多非常有能力、有权柄的那些恶魔。
That their presence can influence the way we feel. Their presence can influence the way we think.
他们的同在会影响到我们的感知，影响到我们的思想和一切。
And it is those beings that every day that you and I have to come under and have to contend, have to deal with.
这些刚刚我们说形容这些恶魔，就是我们每一天每日都要去面对、去处理的这些。
You can go to bed feeling really happy, and you can wake up wanting to die.
可能你在
and you feel depressed.
你可能前一晚睡觉之前还好好的，第二天早上起来，你突然变得很抑郁，觉得哇，好像有自杀的这种想法。到底什么改变了呢
？You haven't changed.
你并没有改变。
You didn't have any new thoughts. All ears, the enemy came.
你并没有一些新的想法，是因为可能在这个当中仇敌来到。
And then underneath these powerful beings are smaller devils.
那么在这些很有能力的恶魔之下呢，有很多属他们的一些邪灵、小鬼。
And it is those little devils that Jesus tells us to cast out from our lives, cast out from our homes, cast out from people's lives.
就是这些小鬼，就是耶稣口中所形容的，我们要从我们的生命当中、我们的家庭当中、我们的家人当生命当中赶出去的这些污鬼。
So when Jesus say cast out demons, he's not talking about these, the ones in the air. He's talking about the ones that are on earth, the ones that are tormenting people.
当耶稣教导我们要去赶鬼的时候，他并不是指那些在空中灵界执政掌权的那些恶魔，而是说在我们生命当中搅扰我们那些污鬼。
So therefore, you have to understand there are ground level devils.
所以我们要清楚哈，有是在地面所运行的一些污鬼。
And then there are devils in the sky.
然后还有在空中灵界的那些恶魔。
Amen. The Bible called them heavenly.
圣经称他们空中的掌权的。
The ground level ones are the ones that we cast out.
那么在这地面行动的那是我们可以奉耶稣名赶出去的。
But the ones in the air we have to resist.
那么在空中的那些掌权的那恶魔，我们要去抵挡。
We don't cast them out. We just say no in Jesus' name.
我们并不能把他们赶出去，不去赶他们，但是我们奉耶稣的名去抵挡。
They are not my thoughts.
那些思想不是从我们
来的。They're your thoughts.
你是仇敌的想法。
Leave me alone.
然后 你不要来骚扰我
and leave my house alone.
也不要来侵犯我的家庭
leave my business alone.
也不要来侵犯我的生意
you see, you can have a house where the enemy does not bother you.
你可能有一个家人仇敌他不敢来骚扰你
because in your home you welcome God.
因为在你的家中有神的同在
you worship.
你在家中你敬拜神。
And the devil doesn't like it.
然后仇敌是很不喜欢的。
Amen. Hallelujah. That is why if the enemy comes into a holy place, at the ground level demons come into a holy place, they shake and they feel fearful.
所以那些地上运作那些巫鬼，如果他们来到一个很圣洁的地方，他们也会战惊的。
And so today, it is not the ground level demons that I'm talking about, the devils. No, I'm talking about the ones above.
所以今天我要讲的并不是在地面那些行动的小鬼，我讲的是空中的灵界掌权。
Because this morning, they are affecting your mind.
因为可能今天早上他们就会影响你的思想。
This morning, they affect the way you feel.
可能他们也会影响到你的感受、感知。
And there are times when they visit you in your dreams.
或者在你的睡梦当中，他们也会来影响你。
That is the enemy you need to be aware of.
这是我们需要小心的仇敌。
And you need to deal with that.
我们要处理这样的情况。
And if you read the book of Ephesians,
当我们读以弗所书的时候
，Chapter 1 all the way to Chapter 6,
从第一章到第六章
，Paul is talking about the church.
保罗都在谈论教会。
And then later he talks about marriage.
然后接着他会讲论婚姻。
And then he talks about relationships.
然后讲的关乎关系。
Father and son, masters and slave, all types of relationships.
讲的关于父与子、主人与仆人各式各种各样的关系。
And then in verse 6, so verse 10 he says.
然后在
chapter 6 verse 10.
然后在以弗所书六章第十节这里讲到
Paul, remember I just said Paul spent 5 chapters talking about relationships.
记得我刚刚说以弗所书前五章保罗在强调关于关系的事情。
Now in our church, our mindset is relationship, we believe it's us.
很多时候我们教会觉得 关系就是人与人之间的关系。
And the way we treat each other is us. The problem that we deal withIf there's problem in relationship, a lot of the time we think it's to do with us.
很多时候我们觉得我们的关系出问题是我们这个人出问题了。
Yes, it does. A lot of the time, it has to do with us.
是的，很多时候可能跟我们自己有关系。
Sometimes you and your husband argue is because you and your husband yourself has caused the problem.
很多时候我们可能夫妻之间吵架是因为我们自己要处理我们肉体的问题。
But then there are other times.
但是还是有些时候呢
It's nothing to do with you and your husband.
可能跟我们自己本身没有关系。
It is the enemy causing a problem.
而是可能在空中那些仇敌来引起的问题。
The problem for Christian is
对于我们基督徒很大的问题。
To know that it is the devil or is it us.
我们需要去分辨到底是仇敌的问题呢还是我们自我的问题。
You have no chance of distinguishing the difference until you know God.
如果你不认识神你是没有办法来分辨这两个的。
Amen? There's no way you can fight the enemy without knowing God.
如果我们不认识神我们也无法来跟仇敌征战。
Because you cannot deal with these powerful beings by yourself. You cannot do it.
因为我们靠着我们的血气不可能跟那些有权势有权柄的这些恶魔征战。
Because these are thousands of years old beings.
这些是他们已经存在了几千上千年的。
And most of us, I believe most Christians have never even encountered one before.
可能绝大多数的基督徒都没有这样的经历遇到这样的恶魔。
Amen. But we believe we are sitting at the right hand of God.
但是我们却相信我们坐在父神宝座的右边。
We believe we have the authority of God.
我们也相信我们有从父而来的权柄。
But how come we are defeated?
但是为什么好像总是活在挫败之中呢？
Because we don't know who God is.
其实我们并没有真正的认识我们的
神。We don't know the person that dwells in us.
我们并没有真正认识那住在我们里面的那一位。
Because when you know God,
因为当我们真正认识神的时候
When you know what is white,
当我们知道什么是对的时候
Then you know what is black.、
哦啊、
Then you know what is black.
当你知道认识白色的时候那么你对黑色你
就分辨出来 How do I know whether something is demonic or not?
我如何知道这个东西是很邪的呢
When I compare it with the white.
当我们跟白色的、 正确东西相比。
How many of you sometimes think it's white, but when you put it next to really, truly white, you're like, oh, that's yellow.
那时候当我们那个颜色，我们要跟真正的那个颜色对比，我们才知道那个差别。
And that's why we need to know God.
所以这就是我们必须要认识神。
We need to know His Word.
我们必须要知道神的话语。
Otherwise, we are easily deceived.
不然我们会很容易被蒙骗。
Amen. And Paul then says in verse 10, finally, be strong.In the Lord and in His might, put on the whole armor of God, for you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil.
这里说最后你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，好抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Now, he was just talking about relationships.
之前他在讲说各种各样的关系。
He was talking about the relationship in church.
他在讲说在教会里的各样的关系
the unity of the church.
关于教会的合一
And yet he says finally
然后这里他却说最后
He's telling us This is the issue that you need to understand
这里他在指出这是我们所要处理的一个真正的问题
This is the true enemy of our relationships
这才是我们关系当中所最大的仇敌
The enemy scheming against us
是仇敌针对我们的诡计
Does the devil have a plan for me? Yes
仇敌对于我有没有个计划呢？肯定有。
He probably got more plans than I even know.
可能他比我知道的那个计划诡计还多。
But I have an ambition.
但是我们有这样一个野心。
Amen. I want the devil to really. I want to be famous amongst them.
我想在魔鬼当中都出名。
Amen. Because in Acts, it says, "Jesus, I know."Paul, I know. Who are you?
然后在使徒行传那个巫鬼就说，他说耶稣是谁我知道，保罗是谁我知道，你是谁我就不知道。
If the devil knows your name, then he knows you are a threat.
所以连魔鬼都知道你的名字的话，那么说明你对他们是有威胁性的。
Because he is scheming against you.
因为他对我们肯定有诡计。
The worst thing you can do is no. It's nothing to do with that.It's you, no, there's no devil. It's all psychological. Then you are a fool.
所以最糟的情况就是我们自欺欺人。我们不断的告诉自己没有仇敌的存在，这些都是心理的原因。
Because what do you believe? Do you believe in what the Word of God says or what the world is telling you?
你是相信神的话语呢，还是相信这个世界所告诉你的？
Because the devil wants you to deny him.
因为仇敌想要去否定他的存在。
If you don't deny the devil, then the next thing the devil will do is, oh no, he believes I exist.
所以如果我们相信他的存在，那么仇敌也知道，哦，原来他知道我这个
我
存在的。
If the devil cannot convince you that he doesn't exist, then he will try plan B.
如果计划 A 是，如果仇敌不能说服我们说去否认他的存在，那么他就会有 B 计划来执行。
Plan B is to confuse you.
那么 B 计划是来混淆我们。
So that you can't tell, is it the devil or is it me or is it something else?
所以你不知道说这个问题是从仇敌来的呢，还是我自己的问题呢，还是别人造成的呢？
So that you become a Christian, become too extreme, everything is the devil.
你可能就变成要不是全部事情，所有问题都是魔鬼的诡计。
Oh, today, right? I couldn't catch the bus. It must be the devil.
比如说今天我去上班，我没有赶上那个公交车，那肯定是。仇敌在搞鬼。
Oh, today, right, I woke up with a stomachache. It must be the devil.
今天我起床，我的胃痛，哎呀，肯定是仇敌在那边搞乱。
Oh, somebody followed me by the car and honked at me. It must be the devil.
或者是我在后面那个车一直跟着我来按喇叭，那也是仇敌在攻击我。
Today, I got a tax bill. Must be the devil.
今天我收到那个税务局的那个账单，也是仇敌在攻击我。
Amen. Every time when HMRC gives me a letter, oh, it's the devil.
每次那个税局来给我一个信的时候，
no.
你说，哎呀。仇敌攻击我了。
These things are just normal.
那其实我们要学会分辨哪些事情是正常的。
But if the devil really is attacking your family, you need to know.
但是如果说你真正在攻击我们的家庭的时候，我们要分辨出来。
And you will know by the Holy Spirit.
我们可以借着圣灵来分辨。
Amen. So don't learn how to discern. Just get close to God, and you will know.
所以不要说去学习说如何去分辨。我们需要做就是与神亲近，我们自然就知道了。
Amen. So Paul is saying, be strong.
保罗这里说我们要刚强
So how do you become strong?
我们如何做刚强的人呢
He says by wearing the whole armor not part of the armor
他说这里我们要穿戴全副军装
Amen So how do we become strong as a Christian if the enemy is attacking me?
如果仇敌攻击我们如何我们继续做刚强的人呢
I need to wear the whole armor of God.
我们需要穿戴全副军装。
And secondly, I need to stand strong.
第二，我们要站立得稳。
You find the whole armor and stand. Those three appear several times in this passage.
其实我们看到这段经文当中，这个穿戴全副军装和站立得住，这个字眼出现过很多次。
It is Paul trying to emphasize the importance.
因为保罗要强调这个的重要性。
Amen. And in verse 12 he says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against cosmic powers over this present darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places."
十二节讲，因为我们的征战并不是对抗有血有肉的人，而是对抗那些执政的、掌权的、掌管辖幽暗世界的，以及天空灵界的恶魔。
So Paul is saying all these things that I talked about, relationship, unity of the church, it's not a problem of human beings. The real problem is what's above the church.
所以保罗尝试告诉我们，刚才前面提到的关于人际的关系或者教会里面的合一，这些引起这些问题的根源就是这些灵空中灵界的恶魔导致的。
That's why many times when people ask me to pray for them,
很多时候当人叫我帮他们代祷的时候
the first thing I do is I ask the Lord
第一件事我就是寻求神
What's causing the problem?
是什么这个问题的根源是什么
And if it's to do with something that is actually physical then we just recommend go and see a doctor
如果只是这个原因只是生理上的问题引起那么最好就是看医生
Or sometime which Mandy doesn't like it I say why don't you have this take some tablets
很多时候他们就觉得说、哦、你要不吃几片药就搞定的事
Because I'm not a pharmacist, you see
因为可能我自己不是药剂师
And it's a bit like us, right? Why don't you take this? This is really good
很多时候我们就说为什么你不就吃这个东西可能就解决你的问题
A majority of problems will go away like this Some counseling It could be through counseling It could be through taking medicine
很多时候我们可能接着一些辅导的课程或者就是吃一些药物我们就可能解决那个问题
Most problems will go away like that
很多问题就会这样都会就靠着这种方法得到解决。
But then there are times.
但是有些时候呢
，When people come to me and I say pray for me, and I say Lord, what's wrong?
然后当有些时候人来到我面前，让我要我为他们祷告，我就问神。
And there are times God reveals they're under attack.
然后有的时候神会告诉我们，他们是在仇敌的攻击之下。
Now when you're under attack, you don't medicine won't help you.
当如果被你是被仇敌攻击的时候呢，吃药是解决不了问题的。辅导也解决不到问题。
What will help you is tell the enemy to go.
那么能帮到你的就是命令仇敌离开。
赶走他。That's why it could be. Many times I find a lot of people's problems because they accepted the thought of the enemy into their minds and then into their soul.
很多时候我发觉那些很多人的问题他开始是他们在思想当中接受了仇敌给他们撒下的那个谎言然后并进入到他们的心里
For example
举个例
Your husband comes late
举个例就是你的丈夫回家回晚了
Unusually he comes late home、
就是很出奇的晚回家回的晚
And the explanation could easily be because he misses bus
可能那个原因呢是因为他可能错过了 bus 那个公交车
And the bus service has been all week like that.
或者说那整一周呢，那个公交车呢的都不是很通畅。
But then the enemy say, "No, he's got another woman."
或者然后呢，仇敌开始有谎言说啊，你的老公在外面有外遇了。
Ah, it makes sense.
哦，这样子好像就讲得通了。
No wonder why he's late.
难怪他现在这么晚回家。
But always because of the bus.
其实。原因可能很简单，是因为他错过了公交车。
But you believe it is another woman.
但是如果你相信那个谎言，觉得是老公在外面有外遇的话
，And if you say yes, the moment you say yes, it goes from head to heart.
就从你去心里认同那一刻开始，这个思想就从思想当中进到你的心里面。
And then eventually you say, 老公。为什么你是没 Why are you so late?
然后你就可能开始质问你的老公为什么你这么晚才回来
I say because of the bus
然后可能他说哦，是因为公交车啊
Because you have accepted that thought No, he's lying
因为你的心里已经接受了这个谎言然后你觉得你老公说什么都是在撒谎
And now everything he does is the other woman.
然后你现在把他所做的每一件事情都跟他的那个外遇联系上了。
So basically, you believe the lie.
其实就是从你相信那个谎言开始。
And that is an attack.
然后其实这个就是仇敌给你的攻击。
So how do you get rid of it?
那么你如何来离开这样的一个攻击呢？
It is not marriage counseling that you need.
并不是一个婚姻的辅导的课程这么简单。
It is the Holy Spirit to identify what that lie is.
是圣灵要指出这个谎言到底是什么。
It is for you to identify that lie that has gone into your heart and say, in Jesus' name, you are a liar. I bind you, get out of here.
所以是你要接着寻求神来看出你心里面所接受这个谎言，然后奉耶稣基督的名斥责这个谎言离开。
That's why the devil is the father of lies.
所以我们知道魔鬼是万智。
Most of his attack on your life
是谎言之父。
Most of his attacks are lies.
他给我们常用的攻击我们的方法就是用谎言。
Another example.
另外一个例子。
You're doing well in life.
或者你的生活当中一切很顺利。
And then suddenly you have a fear come into your mind.
然后突然你的思想当中有一个很宏大的恐惧进来。
What happens if I don't have enough money to retire?
然后你突然想说，如果啊我退休以后没有足够的养老金退休怎么办？
And then you begin to entertain that thought.
然后你开始真的去接受这个想法。
And you become a real fear.
然后这个想法给你带来很大的恐惧。
You see what the enemy does?
那你们看到
his strategy is always to give you a thought.
他的那个策略就是给你一个谎言。
In order to bind your heart.
为了来捆绑你的心。
And ultimately, he wants you to doubt God.
他最终的目的是要让你来质疑神。
Because your only protection is God.
因为你唯一的保护就是神。
But if the enemy can convince you,
因为如果那个仇敌能说服你，
the way to break away from God is when you doubt him.
当我们与跟神断离关系断离的那个一刹那，就是我们质疑神
的一刹那开始。And when a Christian no longer trusts God,
当基督徒不再去信靠神的时候，
the enemy has got you.
那么你就被仇敌抓住了。
And then you go spiraling down.
那么你就好像陷入到那个漩涡当中。
Brothers and sisters, SEC, don't believe in that lie.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们一定不要相信这样的谎言。
You need to know when the enemy is attacking you.
你需要知道什么时候仇敌在攻击你。
And most of the time, it is a lie.
很多时候他会用谎言的方式来攻击我们。
Amen. Most of the time, it's a lie.
大部分时候都是谎言。
And where is that liar?
那么这个谎言从哪里来的呢？
He's there.
就是那种空中的。
There's nothing you can do about them.
很多时候我们做不了什么。
But you can say no in Jesus' name.
但我们可以奉耶稣基督名拒绝这样的谎言。
So when are they going to be dealt with?
那么我们如何去处理这样的事情呢？
The Bible says when Jesus comes back.
那么只有当主再来的时候，他们会解决。
He will bind them up and throw them into hell.
神会把这些恶魔捆绑起来丢在火湖当中。
Hallelujah. That day will be a fantastic day.
那天将是我们大喜的日子。
Amen.
欢呼的日子。
Finally.
最终感谢主。
You who harassed me for so long in London.
哇，这个在伦敦骚扰了我们这么久的恶魔。
Enjoy the barbecue.
啊，你去火湖里面享受那个烧烤吧。
But meanwhile, brothers and sisters.
但是同时弟兄姊妹们，
Don't let your family, your children, your marriage suffer.
但是不要允许仇敌的攻击来伤害你的家人，你的婚姻和你的孩子。
Again, let me tell you, don't be an ignorant Christian.
我们不要做无知的基督徒。
Don't be foolish.
不要成为愚蠢的人。
Believe in what the Bible says.
我们要相信神的话语。
And you should be able and learn to discern the difference betweenWhat is the enemy and what's not?
所以这样我们有足够的能力来分辨哪些是仇敌来哪些不是。
Please.
拜托大家。
Please, when you go home tonight.
拜托大家今天晚上回家的时候。
Don't say, Pastor Joshua said, 你是魔鬼。
大家请记住了哈，不要今天晚上回家以后对你的丈夫或者你太太说啊，牧师说了你就是魔鬼来的。
No, I never said that.
我没有这样说好，不要冤枉我好。
Don't next week, right? Forgot what I said. And they say, yes, like Pastor Joshua said, 老公，你是魔鬼。
所以大家不要回去忘记了我今天讲到的内容，然后突然有一天对你丈夫说，啊，牧师说的，你就是恶魔。
And then 老公 said to 老婆，你是大魔鬼。
然后可能互相指责。
你是 you are the 空天的掌权者。
中。
You are the principality.
然后可能互相指责，你是小恶魔，一个是大恶魔，你是空中掌权的。
You are the princess of devils.
你是魔鬼那边的公主。
If anybody does that, right?
如果在这么做的话
，It's nothing to do with me.
一定要记住，跟我没有关系哦。
Yeah. Now, does the Bible give any evidence of such being exists?
圣经有没有这样子的经文提到有这样的这种恶魔的存在呢
？We find a very clear example, and most theologians cannot argue against this.
其实圣经当中有非常清楚例子，神学者都无法去辩论。
I've read probably close to 50 to 100 books on this.
我差不多读关于这个属灵的这个书籍哈，有差不多50本到100本。
And I know most theologian cannot argue against this.
我觉得很多神学者在这个主题上面，他们都不能不争论。
And it's in Daniel chapter 10.
在但以理书第十章。
Daniel was praying for 21 days.
但以理当时跟神祷告21天。
And he was praying for Israel.
他是为以色列的百姓代祷。
And for 21 days, God did not answer his prayer.
那么他祷告了21天，神都好像没有垂听他的祷告。
But then, after 21 days, an angel came to him.
那么21天之后，有个天使来到他面前。
It was a glorious and awesome being.
是一个非常荣耀的一个很奇妙的一个创造物。
And now, this person, yeah, this entity, this angel.
这个天使。
And now the angel then said, the reason why I was delayed is because Prince of Persia withstood me.
他说为什么我延迟来的原因是因为那个波斯的那个恶魔耽误了我。
Now let's read this. Then he said to me, fear not Daniel, for the first day,that you set your heart to understand and humble yourself before your God, and your words have heard, and I have come because of your words.
这里但以理的十章十二节，他说：“但以理啊，不要惧怕，因为自从第一日你立志要明白，又在神面前刻骨自己，你的话已蒙应允，我就是因你的话而来。”
Verse 13, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but Michael.One of the chief princes came to me, and I was left with the kings of Persia.
十三节，但波斯国的领袖拦阻了我21天。看哪，天使长中的一位米迦勒来帮助我，因为我被留在波斯诸王那里。
Now you find most translators find it very difficult to translate verse 13.
这十三章呢，其实十三节很难，就翻译的很精准。
But what verse 13 basically saying is.The angel, when Daniel first prayed, God already sent the answer prayer.
所以这里其实在讲说，当但以理祷告的那一天的时候，神已经派那个天使来回应他的祷告。
So the angel already got the answer prayer.
所以那个天使带着蒙垂听的祷告去见但以理了。
But as he came to the land of Persia, which is where Daniel is.
但是这个天使去到波斯这个境界，就是但以理所处的那个位置的时候
，He was resisted by what the Bible called the Prince of Persia.
他说他被那个波斯国的领袖所拦阻了。
Now this Prince of Persia is not a real person.
他这个这里讲这个波斯国的这个王子哈，他并不是在地上那种王
婿。Because no human beings can resist an angel.
又没有任何人可以拦阻一个天使。
So it had to be another being, another.Angelic-like being that stopped him.
所以一定是一个属灵的一个受造之物拦阻的这个天使。
And how long did he stop him?
他拦阻他多久呢
？For 21 days.
21天。
That's why, brothers and sisters, sometimes your prayers are delayed.
所以弟兄姊妹，可能有时候我们觉得，为什么我们的祷告被推延呢
？Not because God is not answering.
并不是神没有垂听你的祷告。
Because London is pretty.It's pretty cloudy.
因为伦敦的那种天空哈，非常的密集。
That's why living in London, you find it's harder to get your prayer answered.
所以来到伦敦，你觉得好像你的祷告又蒙垂听，又更加难了。
Amen. Hallelujah. That's why, brothers and sisters, keep praying.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要不断的、持续不断的去祷告。
Now, then another bigger angel called Michael.
然后这里的一个更有权势的天使叫米迦勒。
And Michael is a well-known angel of God. He's an archangel of God.
这个米迦勒呢是神的一个天使长。
And because he's got more muscles,
可能他属灵的肌肉更强壮。
He was more powerful.
他更有能力。
The prince of Persia, he got rid of the prince of Persia.
然后呢，因为他的来到呢，他就打败了波斯国的这个领袖。
And then the angel with the message went through.
然后带着那个垂听祷告的天使呢，才顺利的到了大卫那边。
Now, don't ask me why Michael didn't show up the first day.
不要告诉我为什么在第一天那个米迦勒天使长就出现呢？
We don't know.
我不知道。
And here is an example.
这就是给我们一个很清楚的一个例子。
It's called the Prince of Persia.
他称为波斯国的领袖。
In other words, a demon, a devil that is so powerful that is called a prince.
所以这个其实这个恶魔如此的有权柄，他被称为王子。
And he rules over Persia.
他掌权整个波斯国这个地
界。So everyone living under Persia, in Persia is subjected to this demonic power.
所以在整个波斯国那个区域生活的所有人都要受到他的辖制和管控。
He's so powerful that this other angel could not get through.
他如此的强大，这第一个去的那个天使竟然被拦阻到了。
Amen. So I hate these beings.
我很痛恨这样的一个这些属灵的受造之物。
I really hate these 掌权者。
我很
I hate these principalities.
我很痛恨这样的空中的恶魔。
But I respect them. I respect them because they are powerful.
我也很敬畏他们，因为我知道他们是很有权柄的。
They are awesome beings.
他们是非常非常大的一个
Amen.
存在。
Amen. So none of you go and I bind you in Jesus' name.
我们不要自不量力哈，去到那边说我奉耶稣名捆绑你。
Come on, let's go. I bind you.We bind you. I bind all the devils in all of London and in the entire world.
所以你说我们真的不要不自量力的去说，我奉耶稣的名，我捆绑所有在伦敦、在英国、在全世界空中掌权的那些恶魔。
That's called 送死，送谁呀？
这我们是送命、送死，好这样子，我们是
No.
自讨苦吃哈。
These are left to when Jesus come back.
这些恶魔呢，我们留给我们的主再来的时候再解决他们。
So the ones that you cast out are the little ones.
所以我们可以去解决掉的是那些小鬼。
Amen. Ground level ones.
在地上运行的那些小鬼。
Amen. So Daniel gave us an example of what these principalities are like.
所以但以理告诉我们，既然这些空中执政掌权。
Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13. He said, "Therefore, take up the whole armor."
所以以弗所书第六章十。
You may be able to withstand the evil day and have done all to stand firm.
然后他说我们要拿起神所赐的全副武装，好在邪恶的日子能抵挡仇敌，完成这一切后还能站立得住。
Amen. So the verse 14 says, Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as a shoes for your feet, having put on readiness given by the gospel of peace.
然后十四节说，所以要站立了，我们要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
And so Paul is saying, put on the armor.
所以保罗教导我们要穿戴军装。
And the armor has six pieces.
然后这个军装呢有四部分，哦，六部分，六部分。
Now isn't it strange? They are called breastplates of righteousness.Shoes of the gospel. Okay.
所以他们其实当中就是真理的束腰的带子，公义的护心镜，
how do you wear them?
和平的福音。
How do you wear the gospel, the shoes of the gospel of peace?
所以我们如何把平安和平的福音的鞋子穿在脚上呢？
How do you put the breastplate of righteousness on?
我们如何把这个义的这个护胸镜戴上呢？
Well, if you were in a Sunday school, you just sing the song.We put on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation.
好，就是主日学好像都有关于这个穿戴金装的这个歌哈，小朋友有唱。
And that's many people believe that's the way you put it on. Every day when you wake up, I put on the helmet of salvation, I put on the breastplate of righteousness, and the devil is standing there laughing. This is a comedy.
可能也每天早上我们就觉得真的运用这个经文说我们戴上救恩的那个头盔，我们戴上护心镜，我们穿上这个和平的这个鞋子，好像就做这种站坐，但是仇敌见到你可能会 笑。
And so the devil will say to God, look at your army, I put on the breastplate of helmet of salvation, I put on the breastplate, that is your soldiers.
就好像我们在念那个口号念经一样，我们好像就好像用这种方式穿戴这个这个神所赐的军装。
You see, the devil is laughing at us as a bunch ofSunday school kids.
可能仇敌看着我们如果这样做，觉得说我们好像主日学的小孩子一样，很愚蠢。
In verse 16, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith. What's that?
然后第十六节说，那么除此外，我们要拿信德当作盾牌。
With which you can extinguish all the flames of dark of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
然后用来扑灭那恶者一切烧着的剑，要戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And so you get many sermons on a Sunday explaining which this and that is.
所以可能你在星期天的那个讲道上，听到很多人用很多讲解释这六个部分到底是什么。
The question is, how do I put on the helmet of salvation?
但是问题是我们如何穿戴这个军装呢？
How do I use the shield of faith?
我怎么戴上这个救恩的头盔？我怎么拿着这个圣灵的宝剑去征战呢？
The answer is Paul is just mentioning something because he's actually evoking the emotions of the church. Let me tell you why.
所以保罗其实说这些，他是为了来帮助教会他们的认知。
This armor is actually a description of passages in Isaiah.
其实这个关乎这个军装的那些这每个部分是引用到在以赛亚书。
And I've just put a slide there for anyone who's interested. You can just take a photo. You can go and look it up yourself.
大家如果有兴趣来了解一些细节，那么看以赛亚书。大家可以拍一个图片。
It parallels Isaiah.
它其实它就讲到这六个部分是跟以赛亚书所提到的是一致的。
And it's not exactly the same.
虽然没有完全一致。
But that's how they write scriptures.
这就是他们如何写的那个经文。
That's how the teachers in the old days, they refer back to scriptures. They describe the metaphors.
所以他们就是用那种隐喻的方式来引用旧约里面的经文。
The Bible likes painting pictures.
圣经好像就是用作画的方式来描述经
文。And so when Paul was in prison, he looked at the Roman soldier, and he saw the helmet, he saw the sword, and the sword and the shield, and reminded him of Isaiah.
所以可能保罗他在监狱当中被困的时候，他看到站在外面守监的那些罗马的士兵，他们所穿戴的那个盔甲，来让他想起在以赛亚书所提到的这些经文。
What he did, he assembled all those bits in Isaiah and put it into Ephesians 6.
所以他就是把以赛亚书当中提到那些部分，然后结合起来写成了在以弗所书六章看到的。
So, it is not so important to know what is the sword of the Spirit. It's not so important what is the helmet of salvation.
可能对于我们，对于每个部分，关于好像圣灵的宝剑呐，还有那个救恩的头盔。
That is not Paul's message.
这并不是他想要表达这个讯息的重点。
Paul was pointing back to Isaiah, and he was actually appealing to the minds of the reader.
所以其实他这里他讲的这个重点是让我们指向以赛亚书，来提醒我们的思想。
Amen.He was reminding the readers of in Ephesus, the people reading the epistle, remember Isaiah.
他其实在提醒在以弗所的那教会，让他们想起以赛亚书。
Because Isaiah was describing a divine warrior.
因为在以赛亚书所就形容一个属神的勇士的一个形象。
And that is a picture of the Messiah.
其实也是我们的弥赛亚的那个形象。
It was describing the divine warrior who is the Messiah.
其实在讲说这个我们的弥赛亚就是这个神的勇士。
And he is engaging in a war.
他是在征战之中的。
Amen. Isaiah is describing the Messiah as a divine warrior.
以赛亚他是在的书中所描述的就是弥赛亚这个神的勇士
And the Messiah is engaging in the spiritual war
我们的这个弥赛亚是在这个神的 属灵征战当中
And so what Paul is basically saying to the people of Ephesus is You are to put on the armor The same armor as in Isaiah And participate in the war that the Messiah is fighting
所以其实换言之保罗想告诉在以弗所述的那些、弟兄姊妹们说我们今天是效仿这个在以赛亚书所形象弥赛亚的这个军装来参与到这个属灵的征战
So Paul is basically saying to the church of Ephesus Join the warfare Join in the battle
他是其实在鼓励在以弗所的教会说我们要进入到这个征战当中
Because when you fight against these principalities You are doing the same thing as what the Messiah is doing
我们加入这个征战当中其实我们在做我们的弥赛亚所做的同样的工作
So by doing that Paul is inviting them to become a divine warrior
所以保罗这样说是为了鼓励让他们鼓励他们加入成为一个神的勇士
So are we a divine warrior?
我们是不是神的勇士呢？
He said, if you are a divine warrior, put on the armor.
他说如果你是这个神的勇士的一员的话那么就要穿戴这个军装。
How do you put on the armor?
但是我们如何穿戴这个神所赐的军装呢
How do you become a divine warrior?
我们如何成为这个神的勇士呢
Well, he gives you the answer in verse 18.
所以在十八节他就告诉我们
Verse 18 says, pray at all times.
他说我们要随时多方祷告。
In the spirit.
在灵里的祷告
with all prayer and supplication to the end keep alert with all perseverance and making supplication for all saints
我们必要为此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求
How do you put on the armor?
我们如何穿戴这个军装呢
How do you stand strong?
我们如何站立得稳呢
Perseverance
就是要坚持不懈
Supplication
我们要借着祷告
And if you pray
如果我们祷告
You are a divine warrior
我们就是神的勇士
If you pray
如果我们祷告
You're putting on the armor.
你就是穿戴着这神所赐的军
装 How often should we pray?
我们应该谁怎么祷告呢
With perseverance He said With all prayer and supplication Keep at it
他说我们要随时一直不断的祷告
Verse 18 Praying sometimes No Praying all the time
这里说只是有时祷告吗？这里说要一直不断的祷告。
Every time when you pray, the armor comes on.
每次我们祷告的时候，我们就穿戴这个军装。
It looks like the armor of the Iron Man.
可能像那个钢铁侠的那个军装。
Every time when I pray, press the button.
每次我就想象在的钢铁侠一样，我每次祷告就好像按了那个按钮。就穿上那个
Have that image.
我们的盔甲
Have that image.
我们要这样的一个形象
If Paul was writing it today He would say Wear the armor of the Iron Man
如果保罗是在当今时代他写这个书信他会说呢穿着好像钢铁侠的盔甲
Every time when I pray Press the button My armor comes on
每次我们在圣灵里面祷告就好像我们按了那个按钮盔甲就穿上了
Amen And that is why some people say that armor really represents the priesthood, the priests, the garments of the priests.
很多说这个就军装也代表好像祭司的那个军装啊那个。
Because the priest is a warrior, the priest is before God, he is praying.
因为那个在古旧时的旧约时候，祭司也是在神面前敬拜那个勇士。
Amen. So Ephesians chapter 6 says.You are not fighting against people.
所以以弗所书第六章告诉我们，不是跟有血有肉的征战。
Your real enemy is the enemy above you.
我们真正的仇敌是空中执政掌权的恶魔。
And the way to do it.
那个得胜的方法是什么
？When you are standing in your kitchen.
当我们站在我们厨房的时候。
When you are standing in your bedroom.
当我们在躺在我们床上的时候。
When you are driving your car.
当我们在开车的路上。记得要按下那个按钮
Amen
按钮啊
You press the button Your prayer armor comes on You pray
In
the name of Jesus Father I pray for my son I pray for my daughter
Amen 就是我们按上的按钮我们在灵里面祷告为我们的孩子为我们的家人祷告
But when you, because when you pray
但是当我们祷告的时候
You are joining in the battle of the divine warrior
所以你就加入到神勇士的这个征战当中。
Because the prayer was given by him.
因为这个祷告是神所给的。
Amen.
Amen.
So lastly, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 to 4, he says, share in the suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in the civilian pursuit, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him.
提摩太后说啊，章三到四节说，你要和我同受苦难，做基督耶稣的精兵。凡当兵的，不让事物缠身，好使那招他当兵的人喜悦。
Amen. When you get home tonight,
所以今天晚上回到家的时候，记得按按钮。
Press, yeah.
记得按按钮。
And let your armor come.
然后穿戴那个军装。
Hallelujah.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for today.
主，我们今天我们献上感恩。
I thank you that we are now joining in with Christ.
主，我们知道我们今天与基督一同征战。
For we too are divine warriors.
因为我们也是属神的精兵。
We will fight for our family.
我们为我们的家人征战。
We will fight for our jobs.
我们要为我们的工作征战。
We will fight for our marriages.
我们会为我们的婚姻征战。
Our businesses.
为我们的生意征战。
Our church.
为我们的教会征战。
Our neighborhood.
为我们的社区，我们的邻舍征战。
Our city.
为我们的城市征战。
Our nation.
也为我们的国家征战。
And all the people that needs to be set free.
为那些所有需要得释放的人征战。
Lord, we're going to pray.
主啊，我们要来起来祷告。
And we're going to seek your face.
我们要来寻求你的面。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
And let's just pray anointing over our church.
主啊，我们祷告你的恩膏临到我们的教会。
That will remind us.
来提醒我们。
That we have the armor of Christ.
我们有耶稣基督你的军装。
That is prayer.
就是借着祷告。
Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来。
Hallelujah.Hallelujah.
Forever holy.
A thousand generations falling down in worship
to sing the song of ages to the Lamb.
All who've gone before us.
And all who've gone before us.Song of ages to the Lamb.
Your name is the highest.
Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all.
All powers
and dominions,
all powers and positions.
Your name stands above.
Positions.
Pray that the blood of Jesus cover us.
主，我们祷告耶稣，你的宝血遮盖我们。
Every single family.
我们的每一个家庭。
And we pray for the full armor of God.
主，我们祷告神所赐的全副的军装。
An anointing for prayer and supplication.
主，你赐给我们恩膏来祷告和代求。
That whatever difficulty we are going through.
不管我们现在经历怎样的苦难。
And if it is the enemy that is attacking us.
如果是仇敌在攻击我们。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名,
we will have the victory.
我们会有得胜,
when we stand strong,
当我们站立得稳的时候,
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名,
Lord, we pray,
主我们祷告,
for courage and boldness,
主给我们胆量,
for clarity of the Holy Spirit. Father, we do not want to be ignorant about these things.
主，我们对于关乎这些属灵的事情，我们不要变为无知。
So teach us the word.
主，圣灵教导我们主的话语。
Let it be clear to us.
让这些对于我们来说是清楚明白的。
And above all, Lord.
主啊，在这之上。
Help us to have victory.
帮助我们在你里面有得胜。
After victory.
得胜又得胜。
After victory.
得胜又得胜。
So we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你，我们的主耶稣基督。
For you are the Lord of hosts.
你是万王之王，万主之
主。You are the King of Kings.
你是万王之王。
There is nobody above you.
除你以外，别无他神。
Everything is underneath you.
一切都在你之下。
Especially the principalities and powers.
特别是空中执政掌权恶魔。
Especially the devil.
特别是在地上运行的那些恶魔和
under your feet.
主都是在你的脚下。
And Lord, you said you will come.
主，你说你会再来。
When the enemy becomes your footstone,
主，你要让仇敌成为你的脚蹬。
Hallelujah. Amen. So Lord, we pray.
主，我们祷告。
That we will see freedom in our families.
我们在我们的家庭当中见到自由。
And that we pray that there's love in our families.
让我们看到我们的家中有你的爱。
And that we will see Jesus.
让我们见到耶稣在我们的当中。
Lord of our lives.
你是我们生命的主。
And we thank you.
谢谢你。
Bless every family.
请你祝福每个家庭。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告，请到前面。神祝福大家。